The acting chief executive of the Ghana National Gas Company, Dr. Sipayanki, says even though the master facility agreement for the China Development Fund loan has not been signed, Sinopec International Petroleum Service Corporation of China has agreed to pre-finance the first phase of the gas processing plant. Dr. Sipayanki told Radio Ghana's Maxwell Yusufu that Sinopec has agreed to undertake the project at no extra cost.
The early phase Ghana Gas project involves the construction or installation of pipelines from the FPSO to evacuate raw gas from the FPSO to onshore near Bonyere in the western region. And then the next component is the gas processing plant, which will be built to process gas onshore. And the third component of the first phase is the offshore pipelines from Bonyere in the western region to Amboise near Takoradi. What is going to happen is that we're taking the raw gas from the FPSO, 150 million cubic feet of gas, and then process it at the facility at Bonyere, and then separate the lean gas from the liquid. The lean gas will be transported through the offshore pipes to Abuazi to feed the three power plants, which will then use the gas to generate electricity. And then the liquid that will be separated will then stabilize and then sent to the oil refinery for processing into LPG and other products.
Doc, how much is involved in this first phase of construction?
Yeah, the first phase involves an amount not exceeding $700 million.
The Chinese facility, we understand, will be used for this construction. Is the fund already in? If there's a timeline to meet?
Yes, you are absolutely right. We haven't signed the MFA yet, that's the master facility agreement yet. Hopefully it should be signed by the end of the month or at least next month. And also, we also have a subsidiary loan agreement which needs to be approved by Parliament before we can actually assess the facility for the project. However, we have been able to convince Sinopec to start the project and pre-finance the early part of the project. We are hoping to finish the project by the end of December next year, 2012. Sinopec has been quite understanding and has agreed to pre-finance the facility, the initial works for us. At no extra cost, no interest is being charged, no fees are being charged to either Ghana National Gas Company or to the government. So it's something that I think we are lucky to have succeeded in getting Sinopec to agree to do.
Dr. Sipayanki, acting chief executive of the Ghana National Gas Company, talking to Maxwell Yusufu.